Hello, and welcome to the Generation for Change, a podcast series brought to you by the committee members of the G4C Southwest, part of the Constructing Excellence organisation. My name is Jenna Smith. I am the current chair for G4C Cornwall, and I will be the host for today's podcast as I chat to Charlotte Baines, a junior project manager at Arcadis. Charlotte, welcome. As you may be aware, the committee members of the G4C Southwest have been interviewing a broad range of individuals who are involved in the constructing and engineering industry to demonstrate the variety of roles and opportunities available. We are really looking forward to hearing more about your role as junior project manager and currently completing the fourth year on the degree apprenticeship pathway.
Arcadis is the world's leading company delivering sustainable design, engineering, and consultancy solutions for natural and built assets. There are more than 36,000 people in over 30 countries working for Arcadis, and I understand you are based in the Exeter office in Devon. Can you explain to the listener exactly what it is you do for Arcadis as junior project manager and how this fits in the wider Arcadis team?
Yes, of course. So up until very recently, I've mainly been providing senior colleagues with support on various projects. So this is taking on tasks, including document management, reporting and pulling together reports, risk management, change management, and the coordination of project teams. And more recently, I've begun managing my own projects, so taking a lead role in these various tasks that I've previously been assisting with.
Great, thank you. And if we wanted to understand what a typical day or week for someone in your role was like, how would you describe it?
On the stage of the project or the various projects that I'm working on. So there's often monthly tasks that will need to be done, for including progress meetings, progress reports, and reviewing documents. And this week, for example, because we are in the tender period for one of the projects, it's also involved responding to questions from contractors about the project and attending site visits. So it does vary week to week. But yeah, this week's been very much more on site and in person with a lot of my team.
Brilliant. What would you say has been your biggest career highlight to date?
So for me, the biggest highlight of my career has actually been seeing end users kind of moving into the space that we created for them in one of my projects I was working on previously. So it was that actual handover to the client of what we'd spent the previous 18 months working on, and actually seeing it all come to life and seeing the benefit of what we do and the positive impact we have on people. That's been the highlight so far.
Yeah, definitely agree. Definitely construction is the rewarding side of things on that side. Brilliant.
Yes.
What would you say is your favourite thing about your current role?
So my favourite thing about my role at the moment is being able to meet lots of different people and work in lots of different environments. So this can be sometimes we're on site, other times we're in the office. But because in Arcadis we have lots of different offices all over the country and globally, actually. But I've managed to work in lots of different offices, mainly within the Southwest, but also managed to travel up to London. And it just gives me so much more opportunity to learn just from being in these different environments and listening into conversations from senior colleagues. I do like that. It's traveling, it's meeting new people and just learning every single day. There's something else to learn from somebody.
Brilliant. The aim of these podcasts is to encourage young people to start a career in the construction and engineering industry. Can you explain a bit more about your journey to project manager and when you decided it was a career of choice for you?
Yes, absolutely. So when I finished my A-levels, I wasn't actually too sure what I wanted to do. I didn't actually know that I wanted to go into project management at all. To be honest, when I was at school, it wasn't something that I was very aware of. And I planned to join the Navy as either a logistics or a warfare officer. That was my interest at the time. It was around COVID, so the time that it took for my application to the Navy to be progressed, and I was waiting for a start date, I got a little bit restless and I wanted to kind of crack on with a career, and that wasn't looking promising at the time. So I ended up actually just looking online for degree apprenticeships because I knew that whatever career I ended up in, I didn't mind too much about what it was about or the specific job role, but I knew that I wanted it to be progressive. And offer some sort of education along the way as well. So I actually found the job advertisement online, applied for it, and actually found out so much more about the role that I was getting into during the process of being interviewed and assessed for the role itself. So it very much stumbled across the opportunity and haven't looked back since. So definitely when we attend school events and careers fairs, I think it's really important to share what we do, because especially for myself, it wasn't something that was necessarily on my radar at school. And I was quite lucky to find myself where I am now.
Brilliant. So lots of progression for you in this role that you're going to keep pursuing. Brilliant.
Absolutely, yeah.
And where did the career routes for junior project manager lead you to, leading on to what we just discussed?
Yeah, absolutely. So where I am now, what I'm looking to do going forward is progress to the job level above me, which is assistant project manager, to then again project manager followed by senior project manager. So there's lots of different stepping stones ahead in my career, and I've got a really great team around me that help me understand what's required to, you know, reach those different benchmarks and achieve those new roles, and lots of opportunity to get the experience I need to achieve that as well.
Brilliant. To what extent will Arcadis support your further education?
We have a really great internal team for early years careers. So we have a dedicated team that support us, and that can be by organising learning opportunities, whether that's lunch and learns or in-person development schemes. And they really do just provide assistance, whether that's, you know, answering questions about your career path, and just checking in, because it can be challenging to be in a role that's very progressive while studying for my degree as well as working full time. It can be challenging, but if it was easy, what I tell myself is if it's easy, everyone would do it. So it's nice to have that supportive team around with everything being so busy, and also having lots of other apprentices, graduates and placement students. We all get lots of opportunities to work together and attend in-person sessions, so it's nice to have those conversations with other people as well who are in a similar position.
Great, thank you. To further extend that, further education was a very different landscape 10 to 15 years ago, not least due to the increase in university fees. Can you tell us a bit more about the opportunities to work at Arcadis, such as internships, placements and work experience?
Yes, absolutely. So we do have each year there'll be apprentices that join us, and quite often, so if they're in my position or follow the same route that I'm on, they will work for 4 days a week and they have an allowance for 1 day of study. 20% of your week is allowed for study, which is great. And we do have placement students that will come and take a year and work with us full time. Quite often they end up finishing uni and then coming back to continue their career with Arcadis as well. And then we have graduate schemes that they help people who have got a degree already and haven't necessarily got a lot of work experience move into the working world, essentially, and just provide that bridge that gap, I suppose, between learning and then working. So we have had a few work experience students in as well, which has been quite interesting to actually have the opportunity to show young people what we do in a day, and they can help us out with some tasks and get a bit of experience as to what it's like working in the construction industry.
Great. Sounds like there's loads of opportunities there at Arcadis. Moving on to the construction and engineering industry more generally, what are the key issues and themes you personally think need to be addressed in the next few years or decades?
So for me personally, and I think this is slightly being addressed already, but a lot more work is needed, is the virtual working world. Now, A lot of people that work for Arcadis, we have hybrid working, so we can work from offices on site, but we also can work from home virtually. That's brilliant. I think it offers a lot of flexibility in our roles and has lots of benefits, but especially for people that are new to the business and new to the industry, I think that does sometimes create a little bit of a barrier with learning, and there's so much benefit to having those in-person conversations. So like today I'm sat in an office with some colleagues, and it's so much easier just to kind of turn and ask a colleague a question than trying to write an email or a Teams message. Not that people, you know, aren't responsive, they definitely are on Teams and things like that, but it is just listening to other people have those conversations you learn so much from. So I think going forward, just making sure that especially apprentices, graduates, they still get a lot of exposure to not even projects they're necessarily working on, but just to other project work that's going on that you can learn from.
Totally agree. What do you think the construction and engineering industry is doing well in terms of addressing issues?
So this kind of follows on from what I thought was the issue, is there are more in-person events, definitely. Since I joined Arcadis 4 years ago, we have a lot more in-person, whether that's, again, lunch and learns or just collaboration with contractors and suppliers that we also work with. It is definitely becoming more common, and a lot of our teams are being encouraged much more to come into the office and to just meet people in person. And it, you know, the early years careers team as well, especially this year, they've put on a program for us, and you know, that links with external consultants as well, and just getting us in a room together and learning together has been really, really successful.
Sounds great. Brilliant. Thank you for your time today, Charlotte. One final question. If you had to describe the construction and engineering industry in 3 words, what would they be?
That's a really good question. The 3 words that I would pick are challenging, collaborative, and dynamic.
Lovely 3 words. Thank you for listening to the G4C podcast.